This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. The news from Iraq today is grim. Iraqi authorities say they've found two sites of apparent massacres. In all, they say some 41 Iraqis were killed. Also today, there was a major bombing in the Iraqi capital, which killed three and wounded at least 30 American contractors. There was also an attempted assassination of an Iraqi cabinet minister. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us from Baghdad to discuss the day's developments. And Anthony, first, these reports of the two massacre sites. What have you been able to learn about them?
Well, we don't yet have motives or identities for any of the people killed. And we haven't been able to independently confirm these killings from the Iraqi government. But the reports that both the Associated Press and Reuters are running are certainly disturbing. They say that 26 bodies were found in a field near the western city of Qaim, near the Syrian border. The men and women there were apparently shot to death several days ago. And another 15 people were found in an abandoned warehouse near Latifia, south of Baghdad. And there were men, women, and children who were killed there, and all of them had been beheaded. Some reports are saying that some of the men killed there were with Iraqi security forces, and others say that these were common criminals, not insurgents, suspected of the killings. And all of these happened in areas in Iraq which are generally pretty poor and lawless.
Let's turn to today's bombing in central Baghdad. Any idea of who the target of that might have been?
It was pretty clear that it was a hotel. Now, this blast woke us up at 6:30 this morning with this deep rumbling boom that gave our windows a pretty good rattle. And in this attack, the suicide bomber was apparently driving a garbage truck. The attackers exchanged fire with some guards, and then the truck blew up, blowing out a lot of windows and sending black smoke over the city and gouging a huge crater in the pavement. And the attack killed one Iraqi soldier. This all took place in a parking lot between the Sadir Hotel and the Ministry of Agriculture. This is in downtown Baghdad near Firdos Square, where the statue of Saddam Hussein was pulled down during the war, you may remember. The Sadir Hotel is mostly occupied by Iraqi police and Western contractors, and the U.S. Embassy here said that around 30 American contractors were injured and several were airlifted out for treatment. There are unconfirmed reports on the Internet saying that al-Qaeda claimed responsibility for this attack.
We mentioned an Iraqi cabinet minister who narrowly escaped assassination today. What can you tell us about that?
The minister's name was Mehdi Al-Hafid, and he's the interim minister of planning. He was heading to work this morning in a convoy of cars going through the Mansour district, which is an affluent area in western Baghdad. He told Al Arabiya television in an interview later that his vehicle was hit by a hail of bullets, one of which killed one of his bodyguards, and two other bodyguards were also wounded, but Hafid himself wasn't hurt. Hafid is fairly typical of the foreign-trained technocrats in the interim government's cabinet here. He was educated in Czechoslovakia, and he was an Iraqi envoy to the United Nations in Geneva before. He was also a candidate for prime minister at one time. He's also typical of the people whom the insurgents have targeted, being closely associated as he is with the country's reconstruction. This week, of course, we've already seen insurgents assassinate an interior ministry official and a hospital director in Baghdad.
And finally, Anthony, can you give us an update on the investigation into the shooting that took place at a checkpoint in Baghdad last Friday? This involved the freed Italian journalist Giuliana Screna, who was wounded. Her bodyguard was killed after U.S. forces opened fire on their car that was taking her to a base near the airport. What's the latest with that?
Well, here in Baghdad, coalition authorities said that they would speed up the investigation into that incident. Meanwhile, we understand that the Italian government is continuing to reject the U.S. military's explanation of how that incident unfolded. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi said today that the Italians had notified the U.S. military here that Segrena would be heading to the airport, and he also said that the U.S. side had given them clearance. Now, the U.S. side said it had no knowledge in advance that Segrena was heading for the airport. The Italians have also disputed U.S. claims that Segrena's car was driving too fast and was signaled to stop. Also, the Italian foreign minister today called for the punishment of what he called the culprits in the incident.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Baghdad. Anthony, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.